No, there's no new injury problems. Jonathan Codger has been back training all week now. Who else? Mile Jedinak has started his recovery. He's back on the training ground now. And other than that, it's the clean bill of health. Apart from the long termers, who was Jack with his shin problem, and the bone stress problem, and Axel Twansby, who he came to the game on Saturday. He was in a boot, so he's only 2 weeks post op, I think. So. They're the more long-term ones.
Mm-hmm. And still, general sort of early February kind of times that we're looking at?
That's what we're hoping for. We'll judge the progress on how his body or his leg takes the loading from the work he'll do with the medical stuff. So, and he's certainly in good shape. He's come back from working abroad, and he looks in really good shape. So. He keeps knocking on my door and saying, can I play? But the medical people will be the ones who will judge that.
Mm-hmm. So how do you start picking out the bones of a performance like Wigan away? Or do you not dwell on it? What's your sort of approach to those kind of performances?
No, I mean, we spoke about it after the game, and then we spoke about it Monday and Tuesday. Just about what is expected of us as a team and a squad and a staff. And that is not what's expected. If you break the season down a little bit, our first 9 games we were flying, playing with real intensity, and then unfortunately we lost Neil Taylor and Jack Grealish and 2 points all in one game. And the following game we played Stoke at home, drew and lost Axel. So there's been a lot of reasons behind it. And the performances after that wasn't probably top notch, but we never looked like getting beat, I didn't think. With the exception of the Leeds game, but even then took a 2-goal lead. So the last 2 performances are results of haven't been seen under my tenure so far. So it's been very disappointing to see that. There's possibly reasons, and I said that about the FA Cup game, but there's no reasons or excuse for the performance at Wigan, and the players know that we have to go out now and play with a lot more intensity and energy and get back to what we were doing.
Because if promotion or the playoffs is going to be realised at the end of the season, the form's got to pick up. That's stating the obvious in a way.
Yeah, no, performance is always the key for me, and I've said that before. It was a poor performance on Saturday. But I also still take comfort from the fact it's only our second defeat in 12 league games. And, our role is to keep working hard, to show a lot more intensity and energy in the performances, which is what the supporters were really enjoying coming to watch. And, we had 4 or 5 sellouts at Villa Park who were really enjoying the football, and we need to get back to that type of football.
Because the potential is still there. Everything is still doable at this stage of the season, but you've got to take your chances.
Yeah, we certainly have. And, I changed the team a little bit against Swansea, in the FA Cup, and, possibly some people didn't take their opportunities that day. And that's what you've got to be ready for, to take opportunities whenever they come along. We've certainly had a reaction in training this week. You can see the intensity levels have been up there, and, we're holding them back a little bit at the moment because I'm hoping that we see a big reaction now on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And Hull, I mean, credit to them, 6 wins on the bounce is an achievement in any league, but they're flying at the moment.
They are. They're playing very well. Nigel Adkins has done a great job because they were struggling early on, and they're playing his way now. The players who he's got there know how he wants them to play, and have been very successful. They've got a front foot who are very dangerous. Bowen's one of the leading scorers in the league so far. They've got Campbell or Martin who can play down the middle. Evandro behind, and Grzycki the other side, who's a really good ball carrier. So they've got threats all over the pitch. I'm trying to get a little bit of inside information from Tommy Elphick, and this has to be about ourselves this weekend. We understand about Hull City and the run that they're on, and we can't take them lightly. But this has to be about ourselves and putting in a performance to right the wrongs of the last couple of games.
Mm-hmm. And just finally, for me, in terms of the January window, any progress? Anything you can tell us or not?
No, I mean, as I went down with the CEO and sporting director to meet the owner, Nazif Yesti, one of the owners, and we discussed at length our plans, and there's still plenty of plates spinning, and hopefully we can bring in some players.